Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of BDZ, director of Nina Hu, screening here in the Uncertain Regard section. So what was the beginning of your collaboration with Wu Keixi?
Yeah, actually, I'm very familiar with Wu Keixi, the actress. Yeah, we collaborated three previous films. Yeah, we were very familiar with. And last year, when I was in Berlin with my documentary, in cold Berlin, you know, one night I received an email from Wu Keixi with a full script. I have read it. I was totally shocked. Wow, very, very unique, created, private, personal experience from female point of view to tell a story with genre elements. So I love it. I call her. It's the midnight, you know, in Berlin, but she was in Taiwan. So I call her. Okay, I want to make it. Please, you know, give me the right to make it. So she was happy because she is her first time script. Yeah. So I started to finance, but it has been very frustrated because it's not a safe story. It challenged audience. Yeah, especially most of the distributor from West. Yeah. Western. Yeah. Because my previous film mostly shot in Burma. It's about migrant, always, because I'm migrant from Burma. My previous film is low budget, but it's very easy to finance because it's safe for Western. Because for Western, everyone wants to see the problem from another country. But Nina Wu is the common. It's happening in the whole world, especially it's more serious in Western. Yeah, in Hollywood, even though in French. So when French people or when European distributors say, wow, the script is too sharp. It's challenge audience. No one like it because audience, they went to the cinema, want to feel, you know, something, maybe entertainment or maybe something new, yeah, for them, but not related to their, you know, realistic situation. Even though they like, they know it very well, the issue, the situation, but no one wants to face it in the cinema. But the film is not only about the issue of Me Too movement. It's a story. It's a girl who trying to pursue her dream in a big city. Like me, I came from Myanmar, very small village. I'm living in Taiwan, huge city, crowded. I'm, you know, pursuing my dream. Yeah, we were faced some problem, but we have to overcome. But the girl, she fell because of gender, because of her weak background. It's not a story about, you know, Me Too movement only. It's a story about everywhere who pursue, you know, their dream, but they couldn't overcome the problem. Yeah, it became a nightmare for them. It's about PTSD. Yeah, like that. Yeah, so it's not easy to finance, but finally we decided to make the film into very low budget. Yeah, everyone got low pay. Yeah, but it's already high budget film in Taiwan, medium budget, but it's still low budget in, you know, compared to Hollywood, of course. Yeah, yeah. So, but we overcome it with those limitations, push us to get freedom. Yeah.
How was to work with Wu Keixi as she's also the screenwriter? She told us that she asked you, please don't cut that scene.
Yeah, first of all, when I got the script and I asked her to give me the right to direct, and first question is, she might not be the lead actress. Yeah, yeah. If she accepted, I were involved into. If she didn't accept, I would not, you know, direct this film. Because as a director, I always want to be free to do what depends in my think or my instinct or my point of view to decide who will be the lead actress, who will be our crew. Yeah, like that, she agreed. So we started to rewrite together. We have several kinds of versions of the script. Finally, we finished it. Like 2 weeks before shooting, we couldn't be financed. The budget couldn't be financed. Finally, I invest by myself, and I got some soft money from the government, Taiwanese, yeah, film fund. Yeah, I asked my friend, yeah, to invest. Like, now we are here, like that.
Maybe I was the premiere of the film. I heard that there was Tarantino in the audience.
Yeah, I met Tarantino the day before yesterday in another Chinese screening. Yeah, we are sitting together. Yeah, he asked me because he read some article about our film Nina Wu, because yeah, some media, they already reported many articles. Yeah, so he asked me if he can come. Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's welcome. So finally he came. I don't know if he loved it, because it may remind him some experience. I mean, not him. You know, in Hollywood, they may know many producers. They may know many people. Yeah. And because those feminism or Hadesh Me Too movement is started from Hollywood. So they may feel much. Yeah.
As I told you, actress, I think the beauty of the film is that it's a mixture of genre, entertaining genre, and important political, social issues as the Me Too movement.
Yes. For me, it's very pure genre story. Yeah, inside is very pure. You see, the storyline is like a girl suffer from PTS, trauma, and yeah. And it's a genre, thriller, suspense. But of course, inside we put, the elements we want to challenge, or we want to try something new. Because the genre, it has been created many years ago. Yeah. For me, I'm still a young director. I needed to learn something new. And I wanted to add something new compared to safe genre. Yeah, this film we shot 70 days. We have huge elements, we have huge footages. We can add it into very smooth genre, very easy understanding genre. But we don't want. Yeah. We want to put it as unique as we can, which is very suitable to the story, like that. Yeah.
We've been talking to Mindy Zed, director of Nina Hu, screening at the 72nd Festival de Cannes in the Unanswered Tower Regards section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.